Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 14th. You'll be interested to know, 160 years ago, today, in 1865, just after the effective end of the American Civil War, United States President Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth while attending a production at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., and he died the following morning. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 34 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high around 66 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain showers after 1 a.m. with a low of 46 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 7 with a high tide at 1:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain likely on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 64. Wednesday brings mostly sunny weather with a high around 53. Thursday will be sunny, warming up to 57. Friday stays mostly sunny, reaching 62, but expect a chance of rain showers overnight. Lows will range from the upper 30s to mid 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as the second trial of Karen Reed unfolds, significant events from the past 3 years are revisited. Charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a crash that resulted in the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, Reed's first trial ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury. Witness testimonies and conflicting evidence have fueled extensive debate over the investigation. A timeline outlines crucial moments, including O'Keefe's final hours, the police investigation, and the ongoing fallout, including the suspension of key officers involved. A verdict remains to be seen as Reed's case continues to draw public attention. Now on to sports. The top-seeded teams in the 2025 NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers, are proving themselves as true contenders despite limited playoff experience. Both teams dominated the regular season, winning over 60 games and showcasing impressive winning streaks. Coach Mark Daigneault praises Oklahoma City's special group, led by scoring leader Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Meanwhile, Cleveland, under coach Kenny Atkinson, has shown grit and determination, highlighted by clutch performances from Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. As the playoffs approach, the question remains, can these teams transform their regular season dominance into postseason success? The play-in games start tomorrow. In golf over the weekend, Rory McIlroy's long-awaited quest for the career Grand Slam has culminated in a dramatic victory at the Masters. After a shaky finish, McIlroy secured his win against Justin Rose in a sudden-death playoff at Augusta National Golf Club. McIlroy is now among an elite group of only 6 golfers, including legends like Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, to have captured all 4 major championships. Overwhelmed with emotion, McElroy expressed gratitude to his family and team, acknowledging the burden he carried for years. As he celebrated, Woods congratulated him, welcoming him to this exclusive club. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Sox topped the White Sox 3-1. In the eighth, Tice doubled, driving in Medrith and Baldwin, while Trevor Story sealed it with a solo shot in the ninth. Garrett Crochet was dominant, striking out 11 over 7 1/3, earning the win, while Chapman secured the save. The Sox's record now stands at 8-9, while Chicago falls to 4-11. Tonight, the Sox square off against the Rays in Tampa at 7:05. Tanner Houck, seeking his first win, battles Shane Baz, boasting a sharp 1.38 ERA. Yesterday afternoon, the Bruins dominated the Penguins 4-1 in Pittsburgh. Elias Lindholm shined with a goal and an assist, while Junas Corposalo made 24 saves. Rickard Rakell scored for the Penguins, but Boston's relentless offense secured the win. The Bees improved to 34-39-9. Tomorrow night, in Beantown, the Bruins host the Devils. Yesterday afternoon, the Celtics closed out the regular season against the Charlotte Hornets, winning 93-86 at TD Garden. Peyton Pritchard led the way with 34 points and 7 assists. The Celtics' record now stands at 61-21, while Charlotte falls to 19-63. On Sunday, the Celtics face the winner of the play-in tournament in Boston for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Round 1. In top news, in a shocking incident, an arsonist set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg early Sunday morning, causing significant damage, according to state police. Fortunately, Governor Josh Shapiro and his family were unharmed. Shapiro, who is Jewish, had shared a photo of his family's Passover dinner at the residence just the night before. The Pennsylvania State Police are investigating this as an act of arson, offering a reward of $10,000 for information leading to an arrest. They stated all avenues will be explored regarding the potential for a hate crime investigation. In business news, European authorities are scrambling to lessen their dependence on Elon Musk's Starlink satellites, particularly in light of Musk's recent comments regarding Ukraine's reliance on his internet service. Eva Bernick, chief executive of Eutelsat, Europe's rival to Starlink, is under pressure to provide alternatives. Eutelsat plans to utilize its OneWeb service to support Ukraine, aiming to deploy thousands of terminals quickly, although doubts linger about its ability to compete with Starlink's vast network. As competition heats up, with companies like Amazon in China entering the satellite internet sector, Eutelsat seeks funding to bolster its capabilities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% over the weekend to about $84,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 26% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is captivating the public once again with its latest image generator transforming LinkedIn users into dull dolls. This new trend, inspired by Studio Ghibli art, allows users to create toy-like versions of themselves in blister packs, complete with accessories like laptops and coffee cups, reflecting the platform's professional vibe. While the trend has spread to other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, it has not reached the same popularity as the Ghibli art craze. And in entertainment news, Apple's Mythic Quest has officially come to an end. The fourth season finale, now the last episode of the series, will feature a new goodbye ending next week. Mythic Quest, the Apple TV Plus comedy centered around a game studio, will not return for a fifth season, according to reports from Variety. This news follows a report that Apple has been losing $1 billion annually on TV Plus. The series, which cleverly critiques the tech industry, stars Rob McElhenney and Charlotte Nikto, along with a talented ensemble cast. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and songwriter, Jon Bon Jovi. And he said, "Miracles happen every day. Change your perception of what a miracle is, and you'll see them all around you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.